What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another quick tip episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast. This is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue. And today's quick tip is going to be a little bit of a soapbox moment for me. Today, I want to talk about boosting posts on Facebook. This is something that, man, I've gotten so many questions over the years, and my team reached out to me and said, you need to cover boosting posts on a quick tip episode because we continue to get so many questions about boosting a post. So today, I want to talk about what the pros and cons are of boosting posts and really what's the difference between boosting a post and going into Ads Manager and running an ad. And so, first of all, for years now, I have not recommended boosting a post, and I have been pretty much adamantly against it. I've changed my tune over the past year and a half or so, and I want to qualify that. I've changed my tune to the point of if you boost a post strategically, then I'm all for it. Okay. The challenge is that most people blindly boost a post. So for those of you guys who are listening right now and you're like, Rick, what are you talking about boosting a post? On your Facebook page, on your business page, when you post to your page in the bottom right hand corner, there's a little blue boost post button. Okay. And when you click that button, it gives you some options as far as targeting. You can set your budget, how long you want the ad to run. And you could even track conversions with your pixel. Okay. So it is an ad. When you boost a post, you are running an ad. A lot of people think that's different. It is not. When you boost a post, it's an ad. You're still paying Facebook to get more people to see that post. And that's really where people get into trouble, is they click the boost post button. And the reason that they do it is because they just want more people to see the post. And that's it. That's the only reason they get or that they give for why they're boosting the post. They want more people to see it, right? Because we know that our organic reach on our Facebook page is super low. A very, very small percentage of your fans are going to see your content. Now, there's obviously outliers there and exceptions and stuff like that. But for the most part, most people are boosting a post just so they can get more people to see it with no strategy behind it. That is a quick way to flush money down the toilet. That is why I don't recommend boosting a post, because most people are just doing it willy-nilly. I'm so glad I got to say willy-nilly in a podcast episode right now. Okay. Now, with that said, and by the way, when you boost a post, the objective is engagement. Okay. And so that is a big difference there between boosting a post and actually going into Ads Manager and running an ad. So let's say that you do a Facebook Live on your Facebook page, okay? And you have a call to action in your Facebook Live. Maybe you're sending people to a free download or something like that. You want to get people to opt into your email list, all right? And you're like, yeah, I want more people to see it. And you boost it, but that's it. That's the only strategy behind it. Well, when you do that, your objective is engagement, meaning you're telling Facebook that you want it to show your Facebook Live to people who are most likely to engage with your ad. Now, you can still, if you did not boost a post, you could still go into Ads Manager and turn that Facebook Live that you did into an actual ad with, say, for example, a conversions objective. And you want to optimize for us that specific conversion, set up a custom conversion and so on. Or maybe you wanted to build engagement audience, video engagement audiences of people who are engaging with the video. So, for example, you could go into Ads Manager and turn that Facebook Live into an ad with video views as an objective. And you're optimizing for through play, for example, which is 15 seconds view of the video. And you're doing that so that you can build engagement audiences, video engagement audiences of people based on how long they watch your video, so that you can go and turn around and retarget those people later with some sort of offer, whether it's a webinar, download, you know, a purchase, whatever it is. Okay. Notice the difference here. There's strategy behind doing that. I'm not just saying, oh, I'm doing this post. I'm clicking the boost post button to just get more people to see it. There's actually a strategy behind it. Okay. And so if you have a strategy behind boosting your post, for example, if you are doing a video, for example, on your page and you want more people to see that within a specific target audience and you just want to test it out. Right. You just want to test it out at a couple dollars a day, for example, to see how people respond to it, because you may want to turn that into an actual ad in a week from now or whatever to build engagement audiences, or maybe again to drive to a landing page to get people to opt in. Now there's a strategy there because you're boosting it to test it out to see if it actually resonates with your target audience. So that you can then, if it does resonate, turn it into an actual ad in Ads Manager, right? And then do, you know, conversions objective and so on. That is how I recommend using the boost post button if you're going to do it. I do not recommend boosting a post just for the sake of getting more people to see it. Okay. You need a strategy behind why you're doing it. And what I mean by that is, if you are testing the audience out, testing the content out, I should say, meaning like, does it resonate? Does the post or the video or whatever it is that you've posted there, does it resonate with your target audience? Cool. That's the strategy. Or maybe you want to get more people to watch your video and see if they'll engage with it. Cool. Because you want to build engagement audiences, video engagement audiences to turn around and retarget. Cool. You could do that, right? So notice here, there's a strategy behind it, but don't just boost a post for the sake of getting people to see the post. I would much rather, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to take that post, go into Ads Manager, not take it into Ads Manager because it's already in there. I'm going to go into Ads Manager and then turn that post into an ad with a clear objective that I want to accomplish with it, whether it's conversions, whether it's video views to build video engagement audiences and so on. Okay. So there are some reasons why you might want to boost a post, pros for boosting a post, like we just talked about, but don't do it just because you want more people to see it. You're flushing money down the toilet. Right. If you're doing it to test out that content to your target audience to see how well it resonates, that's cool. That's a strategy. Make sure that you have a strategy behind what you're doing with the post. Cool. So no more blindly boosting the post. You heard it here first. Please share this episode with as many people as possible, because so many people need to hear this message about boosting, when you might want to boost a post and when you don't want to boost a post. Please share this episode. Okay. Hey, my friend, if you are an online expert, in other words, you're a coach, you're a course creator, you're an online educator, you're doing webinars and Facebook and Instagram ads make you want to pull your hair out, totally hear you, and you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads, then I have a free webinar training that is already recorded for you that you got to check out. It's called How to Generate Profitable Leads and Sales with Facebook and Instagram Ads. This is Facebook and Instagram Ads 101. Okay. And you can pick a day and time that works best for you at rickmulready.com/training. Okay. Again, pick a day and time that works best for you at rickmulready.com/training. In addition to learning my exact step-by-step process that I feel all online experts need to know to generate profitable leads and sales with Facebook and Instagram ads, you're also going to learn the common mistakes that I see most people making with their Facebook and Instagram ads and how you can avoid them. Okay. I'm all about helping you remove the overwhelm and the fear that often comes with figuring out how to get Facebook and Instagram ads to work for your business so that you can grow your list, make more sales, and have a bigger impact. Okay. Again, the link to sign up for this free training is rickmulready.com/training. All right, my friend. I hope today's quick tip was super helpful for you. No more blindly boosting those posts, okay? Thank you so much for listening. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree, heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.